average, regular, you know, melanin enhanced, beautiful chocolate kissed, you know, female. I'm very silly sometimes, you know. I really like to laugh and make other people laugh because I feel like laughter is the best medicine that there is, you know, especially nowadays when there's so much going on in the world and everyone is so opinionated. So yeah, I like to keep it light, keep it funny, keep it cute, you know. But I'm originally from Connecticut. Shout out to CT, New London. Hey. I moved from New London in my 20s and moved to Florida. And shout out Duval County. Spent some time, at least about 10 years in Florida, in Duval County. And left Duval to pursue, further my education, really. So I came to Virginia. And I'm planning on moving back to Florida because I'm actually kind of bored here. So, but other than that, yeah, I'm just your chill, laid back type of person, you know what I'm saying? And I like to talk my shit, you know, like everybody else. So, with that being said, welcome to the show. This is C's Radio. So, basically, what I plan on talking about on C's Radio is, you know, everything. Anything under the sun, you know, really. The one thing I do want to refrain from talking about is politics and religion, because those seem to be the two subjects that, you know, get people real finicky, and, you know, it brings a lot of drama, and I like to stay drama free. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but unless it's on Love and Hip Hop, I'm not with the drama. So let's get this show popping, and let's talk about something. Let me see, what can I think of? What are we gonna talk about today? Well, earlier today, I got wind that, you know, really, there's a question that was, you know, asked of me, and that was, do I believe that people can remain friends after they break up? And honestly, with that, I believe, yeah, it's possible to be friends after you break up with somebody. It also just depends on you and that person and, you know, what happened in the relationship. Now, me personally, I feel like I could be friends with all of my exes, really, because it's just, I don't hold grudges, you know. Not all things last forever, so, you know, I don't really try to drag stuff from my past into my future, because how can you move on when you're living in the past? It's kind of hard to do that. So I like to, you know, try to leave my weight and all that from the previous relationship in that previous relationship and leave it alone. Don't pick it up after that. But I do believe that there is always room to be friends. You know, you never know. It might not have been meant for you to be in a relationship with that person, but you could end up being the best of friends. You know, who knows? But like I said, you know, it's all up to you and that person and in the relationship that you had. I don't mind being friends. I know other people who are like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to talk to that bitch, or I don't want to talk to that nigga no more, man. Fuck him. Yeah, I don't do that. I just don't understand holding grudges, you know, for something that happened so long ago. How can you really move on and be happy in your life if you're still harboring ill will and hurt feelings from the past, you know? You can't. So, with that being said, bitches, move on. Niggas, move on. Life is too short. If you're gonna be friends, be friends. If you're not, let that shit go. And just, you know, live your life, man. Life is too short to be fucking miserable. So, with that being said, I'm finna cut this short, as this was just the first podcast, just to let y'all know who I am and what things I plan on talking about, and, you know, just to introduce myself. So now that I did that, I'm gonna go ahead and sign out. So it is C's, y'all, saying peace and love, and don't forget to always love yourself. All right, I'll holla.
Hey Hey y'all, so it is the Girl Sees, and I am back with another podcast. And I know it's been a minute because I've just been so darn busy because there's been so much going on, but I'm back in full effect. So I've been getting a lot of, people asking me, so what is your podcast going to be about? Like, what are you going to talk about? What do you plan on doing? And I've had so many different ideas, and I've, went through one idea to the next and just been changing it up. And I think I finally figured out exactly what it is that I want to do. So I'm going to start off by, telling a little story so y'all can get and understand where and how and why I've gotten to this point and why I've changed my podcast. So I have a friend. She's my best friend. We've been through a lot and we've had so much go on in our lives, and we've both, struggled. We've both overcame things and we've both done a lot of growing. And my friend, she's been through a lot. And when it comes to having a support system and somebody to motivate her and, encourage her, she has been lacking. A lot of us, we have family who is that big motivator in our life, that support system that we need. But she does not have that. And just like her, there's a lot of other people who don't have a support system, don't have the team of people around them constantly uplifting them and telling them, you can do it, you can make it, you're great, you're awesome, you're beautiful. A lot of people don't have that. So I've decided I want to be that voice. I want to be that voice for so many people. I love to call her and encourage her, and I love it when she calls me and needs that encouragement from me. I love that she depends on me to be able to uplift her spirits, and I love that I can do that for her. And since I do that for her, I want to be able to do that for other people because I realize how important it is to have people backing you, to have someone saying, hey, you're gonna make it. You're gonna be something. Don't give up. I'm not giving up on you. I'm right here behind you. I'm rooting for you. I'm in your corner. Cheerleaders are definitely important. And if you don't have a cheerleader, become your own cheerleader. I know that's easier said than done, because a lot of things are easier said than done. And sometimes it's really hard to motivate yourself, but you have to be your number one cheerleader. You have to be the number one person in your corner who has your own back. Just like, a lot of people say, in order for you to find love, you have to be able to love yourself. You can't expect people to love you when you don't even know how to love yourself. It is the same with that motivation. It is the same thing with self-love. You have to love yourself. You have to encourage yourself. Before anyone else can encourage you or have your back, you have to encourage and have your own back. So get up, look at yourself in the mirror. And I know it's hard. Trust me, I know it's hard because I've been there before. It used to be so hard for me to get up and look in the mirror and tell myself, you're a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful person. You have a beautiful heart. You're beautiful inside and out. Get out here and let that show. Get out here and glow and gleam. Let everybody see that beauty that you have, that the beauty that is you. Get out there and, show yourself. And it was hard for me to do that because at one point I did not believe I was worthy. I didn't believe I was beautiful. I didn't believe I was pretty enough. It just seemed like everything that I did was wrong. And I was just in such a bad place. And it's so easy to get into that bad place when you are speaking nothing but negative. When everything that comes out your mouth is, oh, I can't, this won't happen. I won't be able to do this. I can't go here. I can't, I won't, shouldn't. All of those are negatives. And when you're speaking nothing but negatives into your life, nothing but negative is going to happen. You have to think positively. Anytime you wake up, say, I'm going to be the best at anything that I do today. I'm going to put my best foot forward, and things are going to work out in my favor. Things are going to work out in my behalf. When you're speaking things into existence, positive things into existence, positive things are going to happen. You have to change your way of thinking. If you want anything to change, if you want to make any kind of change in your life, you have to change your way of thinking. Nothing is going to change unless you change how you're thinking. Just like women, we like to say, oh, I'm tired of men. I'm tired of being dogged out. What is it about me? Why do I keep finding dogs? Why? What do I keep attracting a dog? I mean, you got to look at yourself at this point and say, what is it about me that's attracting these type of people? Even when it comes to friends, what is it about me that's attracting these type of friends? What is it about me? And then once you figure out what it is about you, make that necessary change. And once you make that necessary change, you'll start seeing those changes occur in your life. Certain people in your life won't want to be in your life anymore. Don't feel bad. That's just the change working. If those people are voluntarily leaving your life, then you know that change is working. So be happy. But like I said, you've got to be your own motivator. You've got to be your own fire starter. And then you will get that energy, because there is nothing like motivating yourself. There is nothing like telling yourself, yeah, you can do this. There's nothing like telling yourself you can do something and then actually going out and doing that thing. Like, I don't think you know how that feels. That feels great. It feels great to know you've accomplished something by yourself, for yourself. You encouraged yourself to get up and do this. People are doing it every day. People are doing it every single day. Shout out to the woman who decided she wanted to better herself by becoming a better person, furthering her education. Shout out to the woman who decided that she wanted to be a better parent. So she's trying to do and taking steps to ensure she'll be a better parent for her children. By all means, shout out to the fathers out there who are taking care of their children, whether you're by yourself in a relationship, married, it doesn't matter. Shout out to you. Shout out to anybody out there who is doing anything that they said they were going to do and put their mind to and are doing it. I'm proud of you. You are amazing. You are the GOAT. You are the greatest. Seriously, it is hard. It is hard out here. I really believe that the one hardest thing that there is to do in life is to live your life. Because we don't get a handbook on this. There's no handbook on how to live life. Nobody comes up to you like, hey, you want to live life? Let me tell you how. That doesn't happen. Life just hits us. We are all born into this. There's no rules, nothing set forth. We have to figure it out. And as we're aging, we have to figure it out. Most of us want to figure it out before we get old. But the reality is a lot of us aren't going to figure it out until we're old. See, that's the thing about wisdom. Some of us can get a little piece of it early on, depending on who you're listening to, who's giving you advice, whose advice you're following. Now, I mean, that's just, you know, a part of life. But a lot of us don't get that wisdom until we're old and we don't feel like going out and actually implementing it. Now we're just telling stories to younger kids to keep them from doing it and making the same mistakes we made. But at the end of the day, everybody needs a little encouragement. Everybody needs a little love. And I'm going to leave y'all with this, because my mother used to tell me this when I was younger, when I used to, you know, want my father to be around more. I wanted him to be in our lives, and I would constantly think about him while he was off doing whatever and living his life, and I'm sitting at home, you know, crying and wanting daddy so bad. And my mom used to tell me, sweetheart, if you can't be with the one you love, then you love the one you with. A lot of us are looking for love from the people who won't give it to us, people who we feel should give it to us. But at the end of the day, we should be loving the people that love us. Sometimes you want your family to be the one to love you, and it's not for your family to love you. You'll have other people in your life who love you, but you still want your family to give you that love that the other people are giving you. It might not be meant for your family to give you that love. So love the people who are giving you the love. Love them. And let love consume you and be loved by them and grow. But don't complain because the people you want love you aren't loving you the way you want them to love you. They might not ever. So do you really want to spend the rest of your life trying to get people who may not ever love you to love you. It's kind of a waste of some years to me when you can just love on those who show you love and affection and live your life. Anyway, life's too short to be miserable. Life's too short to be upset. Life's too short to not take charge of your destiny and actually make your dreams come true. Life is too short. So get out there, do whatever it is you want to do. If you don't have a motivator, I'm here to tell you, I am your number one motivator. You can do it. I believe in you. You're awesome. Do it. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stand in your way. The sky is the limit. Literally. Let's do whatever we got to do in 2019. It's a new year. So whatever you want to do, do it. Don't let nothing stop you. Secure that bag. Secure that job. Secure that house. Secure that car. Do whatever it is that you're trying to do. Because you can do it. If anybody can do it, it's you. I know it. I know it. Because you're awesome. You're amazing. And you know how I know? Because we were created in God's image. How could we not be amazing? We are amazing. And we can do anything we put our mind to. Y'all are awesome. I love you. Stay beautiful. Stay positive. Stay motivated. And most of all, continue to love yourself, because can't nobody love you like you do.